Welcome, everybody, back to Friar Talk. Today, we're going to be previewing this Dodgers series, talking about where the Padres are at after a series win against the Cubs, and just kind of breaking it all down for you. The last series was definitely a big-time win. We were talking about this before, but in our last stream, Isaac said, hey, this week, you want to go 3-3. And some people are probably like, you know, 3-3 kind of sucks or whatever. Cubs and Dodgers are both really good teams. So you're heading to this one. You took two against the Cubs already. You're going against a red hot Dodgers team, and it's gonna be exciting. Definitely gonna have the work cut out for you in this one. The Dodgers are just balling out. Otani's been going crazy lately. Padres side, you don't have your best pitchers, but Isaac, how are you feeling heading into this series this time around? Now the third Dodgers series, and we're in early May, so a lot of Padres Dodgers baseball early on this year.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see how much they've been playing. Really, the only thing not going our way is we're not going to have some of our best guys on the mound. I believe for them, it's going to be – so last video, I said it was going to be like Glasnow, Yamamoto, and someone else. But I believe it's going to be Glasnow, Paxton, and Buehler against Michael King, Matt Waldron, and Yu Darvish. Matt Waldron, that's a guaranteed loss. We are 1-6 in games that Matt Waldron pitches. So – 10 times more likely we lose that game than win that game. And the Padres need to stop turning to Matt Waldron, because losing a game every fifth day is absolutely not okay. And that needs to change. So Matt Waldron should not be on the bump, but nonetheless, he will be on the bump. And you look at every statistical category that, at least hitting wise, you're seeing the Dodgers. So I'm looking at it right now. Number one in OPS, Padres are eighth in OPS. The only team with above an 800 OPS in the MLB is the Dodgers at number one. The number two team in OPS, 754, the Brewers. So they're up 50 points from the next best team. So that is an insane statistic. They're one of the best hitting teams. I mean, they are the best hitting team in baseball right now. Batting average, they're 10 points higher than the Padres. Dodgers first, Padres second. In home runs, the Dodgers are second. The Padres are eighth. And then you look at on-base percentage, the Dodgers are first. The Padres are eighth. Slugging percentage, Dodgers are first, Padres are ninth. So two top 10 offenses, the Padres being ranked towards the lower half of the top 10, the Dodgers being ranked number one in all the top 10s except for home runs. So lineup wise, yeah, you're scared to see guys like Michael King and Matt Waldron on the bump. Yu Darvish, you're probably a little more excited to see. He pitches well against the Dodgers statistically in his career, but you're not very excited to see Michael King on the bump, considering he gave up what I think it ended up being four earned, but seven runs ended up coming out of that game for Michael King. I know Xander Bogaerts made an error and it ended up turning into a three-run shot. I believe it was Mookie Betts that hit it, and the game was 7-3 by the time he left. Of course, the Padres won, but they stole that one. So yeah, you're going to see, it seems like, again, you're going to see a lot of offense, maybe not in the Glasnow game from the Padres, but I would feel a lot worse about the series if the Padres did not win that series against the Cubs. So I'm very happy going into the series. I'm excited to go into the series knowing that I don't expect to beat them. I was happy. I was ecstatic to beat them in the last series. I didn't think we were going to take that one, especially having to come back twice. But now I'm looking at it, and you're saying if the Padres just take one in this series, you have a series tie so far with the Dodgers, and you go 3-3 against the Cubs and the Dodgers. I think that's a successful week. That's a tough week considering you just lost Joe Musgrove. Xander Bogaerts is the worst hitting player on your team right now. I mean, I think that's a successful week if you go 3-3 against those two teams. So I'm excited. I said it last Dodgers Padres series. I'll say it this one. It's not the same Padres-Dodgers series where you're looking at the pitching matchups and you're saying, oh my goodness, these pitching matchups are star-studded. Now you're looking at the lineups and saying, I'm expecting a lot of runs this series, and I think that's much more exciting than your pitching duels, honestly.
Yeah, dude, and you bring it up. So let's bring up these pitching duels. You brought up the Padres side, but it's Michael King versus Tyler Glasnow. This is a huge game for Michael King, in my opinion. Not like it's like, oh, this is going to dictate a season or whatever. But I think just in the sense of like how Padres fans view Michael King, it's going to be, you know, they're going to view him off this. If he gets rocked by the Dodgers twice around, it's going to be like, dude, is this guy really that good? And I think that's what this game is. There's a lot of pressure on him to perform. And also, he's going against Tyler Glass now, who has been absolutely awesome for the Dodgers side. We've already talked about the Dodgers lineup, red hot, you know, Saturday. Matt Waldron, dude, I didn't realize they were, what is it, 1-6 in Matt Waldron games, or 1 out of 6 or whatever. That is brutal. Yeah. But on the Dodgers side, they have James Paxton, and he's good. But this is a type of hitter that the Padres have had. I feel like they have success against guys like him, like a lefty like him. I feel like they do. So that is a promising sign. I could see that being a high scoring game. And then Sunday, you got Darvish. And then on the Dodgers side, this is a little throwback. We were talking about those old series. It's Walker Buehler against you, Darvish, which is a pitching matchup that we've seen.
That was a typical one.
Now, here's the thing, and I think this is where you look at it. The Dodgers have a clear advantage in the first two games. In the third game, the Padres definitely have an advantage. Yu Darvish has been amazing lately. Walker Buehler is still coming back from injury. I think he had like one or two outings. He hasn't really done like that great. I haven't watched any of the outings, but you know, numbers wise, you're expecting him to take a while to ramp up. So that's the game that the Padres have the advantage. And if we're being realistic, we could very well see them coming into this weekend down 0-2. And that's just look at the pitching matchups. Like that's what's going on. So at the same time, I think this series comes down to a couple things. One, if you're going to win the series, you have to take one of the first two games. Obviously. I mean, clearly that's how it works. But you're going to have to steal one. You're going to have to get some runs. You're going to have to get a lot of run support. Or Michael King's going to have a massive performance. Or Matt Waldron, but I don't think that's going to happen. But Michael King is neither need to go toe-to-toe with Glass now, which is that's tough to do. I hope we see it. I definitely do. Or we're going to need to see two guys step up that have been in the middle of this order that have, if we're being honest, they've sucked this year. And that's Manny Machado and Xander Bogaerts, two guys you're paying all the bread to. Because even in that Cubs series, like you take 2 of 3, and it was a good series, and the pitching was great from the Padres side. They passed up opportunities, and especially Manny Machado on that Wednesday game. I think he left like 5 or 6 guys on. He did have an RBI with 2 outs, but he came up every single time. It's like, okay, Manny's in this spot. If that's what this series is going to look like. Like you said, Isaac, it's going to be some high-scoring games. So when it's, you know, 4-3 and it's the bottom of the 6 and there's guys on first and second and there's 1 out or 2 outs, Manny's going to need to come up with a couple clutch hits. Not one clutch hit. He's going to need a couple this series if they're going to have to end up taking 2 of 3. So that's what I'm looking at now. I also will say just from the Dodgers' perspective, dude, the lineup is ridiculous. You brought up the OPS numbers. The Padres are drastically exceeding expectations offensively. And part of their pitching has too, but offensively, this team is way better than we thought. Still, the Dodgers lineup is insane. And
yep.
I'll run through a couple numbers here before I go back to you, Isaac, but you got to give these dudes credit. Shohei Ohtani, 1100 OPS. Teoscar Hernandez, 840. Max Muncy, 900. Mookie, 1000. Let's see. Will Smith, just under 900. Freddie Freeman, who you expect to ball out, 869. Like, that's the top of the lineup. That is scary. So from the Padres side, like these pitchers are going to have their work cut out for them. And these bats, they got to hit in these clutch spots. Cause we see them a little bit streaky. Sometimes they're just driving run after run after run. Other times it seems like they get guys on and they cannot bring them in and they're just consistently stranded. So we're going to have to, if they're going to win 2 out of 3, they're going to really need those two guys to step up and they're going to need one of Michael King or Matt Waldron to have a really good performance. But that's kind of where I'm at with this series, man. And I'm excited, though. I think it's good. I mean, the Padres have played well against the Dodgers this year. Obviously, they split the Korea series and they win the next series. But in those 5 games, and granted, it's 5 games, they've outplayed them. They have. So this is the next series right here. I don't know how long it is, but I feel like there's a pretty decent gap until the next time they play, right?
But they play. Yeah, like, I think they don't. I don't think they play again until July or August. So there is a pretty nice gap. But as far as like, then you go to the other side of the ball. I was talking about the offensive side. And my first go around, but this next go around, we'll talk about the pitching. The Dodgers starters are 6th in ERA right now. So they have one of the top rotations in all the baseball. Of course you expect that considering Yamamoto, Glass now, Buehler's back. They got some pretty good arms in that rotation. That's to be expected from the Dodgers. The Padres are 17th. In starting rotation ERA. Missed some starts from Yu Darvish, missing some starts from Joe Musgrove. Joe Musgrove starts the season off looking not good. Yu Darvish had a few roughs, had like one or two rough starts. Dylan Cease looks lights out. And then, of course, you're getting starts from guys like Matt Waldron. Randy Vasquez had to have a few starts. Michael King's gotten roughed up once, you know, like two or three times. So it's been spotty for the Padres rotation. It hasn't been consistent. Like last year, you were getting a lot of good starts from guys like Darvish, Michael Wacha, Joe Musgrove, Blake Snell won the Cy Young last year. That was a star-studded. God damn. You reminisce and you think that rotation should have been in the playoffs, but nonetheless, they missed the playoffs. That was a playoff rotation. That was one of the best rotations, if not the best rotation in baseball. So it's a different story for the Padres this year. It's a middle of the pack rotation as of right now, with your ace looking like a top five pitcher in the NL. So, of course, you're happy when Dylan Cease is on the mound. I don't even think the Dodgers have had to see Dylan Cease yet. So lucky them. Well, the first series, it was the same exact rotation. It was Waldron, or I'm sorry, it was King, Waldron, number one. I think it was, yeah, King, Waldron, Darvish, the one in LA. And then the first series, it was Darvish King or Darvish Musgrove. So, yeah, they haven't even had to see Dylan Cease yet. So I believe this is going to be our second time seeing Tyler Glass now. Let me remember. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I can't. But I believe it's our second time to seeing Tyler Glass now. We've seen James Paxton, second time seeing him. And then, of course, we've seen Walker Buehler a ton of times. So it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a really fun series. You said the Padres have played really well against the Dodgers. The Padres have been putting up crazy amounts of runs against the Dodgers. First series, they put up, I mean, one of the games they put up 14 runs. Yeah, the first game they didn't look too good. They only put up two. But, I mean, their third time meeting in L.A., they put up eight. The next time, I think they only put up one or two, but the next time they put up six. So, I mean, they've looked good against the Dodgers, and I know the Dodgers are probably the hottest team in baseball, if not the Phillies, but they're one of the top three hottest teams in baseball. It's not the best time to run into them, admittedly, but you take one and you're happy going 3-3 this week. I'll be satisfied with that result. I know all the Padre fans, you guys want to beat the Dodgers. I get that. It's May. I don't really care about beating them too much right now. When it comes later in the season, September, I believe, later in the season, I don't think we're going to be competing for the division with them. But, of course, you're going to want those games because you're going to be in the wild card race. So I'll care then. But right now, I just want to take one from them and be happy going out 3-3 this week. I'm going to check their bullpen real quick. I was talking about the starters ERA, but I do want to check the bullpen because, obviously, that's a very important thing. And the Padres' bullpen.
Most stuff lately.
Yeah, they yeah, you don't really know what to expect from the Padres' bullpen on a game-to-game basis. But right now, the Dodgers bullpen is ranked sixth in baseball, and the Padres, am I looking at the right thing? Yeah. Bullpen. There's the exact same thing. Padres bullpen ranked 17th, Dodgers bullpen ranked sixth. So again, we have a middle of the pack rotation. They have our bullpen. They have a top of the line bullpen. And, but yeah, with the Padres, and this is going to go for every team that plays the Dodgers, this has been going the same for the Padres. If they wanted to beat the Dodgers, 4+ runs a game, if you're going to beat them, we know that. It's a tall task considering you're facing Tyler Glasnow and Walker Buehler, and James Paxton's had a good start this season, I believe. I haven't really kept up with him since we played him, but you know, tough task, tall task. But I mean, the addition of Luis Arraez has been super beneficial for the Padres, a guy that grinds out amazing at bats, puts the ball in play, sprays the ball all over the field. And I saw a tweet earlier saying Juan Soto is the better hitter, but Luis Arraez is a better fit for the Padres. And I don't know if I'd agree with it, but I could see why someone would say that. Of course, you want Juan Soto in your lineup, but I could definitely see why someone would say that, because the problem with the Padres for a little bit has been they don't really have guys that grind out at bats. They don't have guys, because Juan Soto had a hard time spraying the ball all over the field with the Padres. Remember, he was like strictly a pull hitter. He was not spraying the ball all over the field until like more after the All-Star break. That was our main gripe with him when the season started. Of course, he started doing that, ended up with 900 plus OPS, one of the best hitters in all of baseball. Of course, I wish we still had him, but Luis Arraez, man, I mean, he looks great in his at-bats right now. I'm super happy with him at the top of the lineup. And you brought up Manny and Xander. It's crazy that the Padres are 500 while Manny and Xander have been struggling. You're getting big-time at-bats from guys. Of course, Fernando's not even that hot yet. Fernando's under an 800 OPS right now, I believe. you're not getting the production you expect from three guys in your lineup, and you're still 500 and against, nonetheless, against a tough schedule. So you're happy with what you're at, where you're at right now, because you're not getting the production from the guys you expect to be getting from right now. So nonetheless, this would be an amazing time for it. Manny and Xander need to drastically step up, especially because they're going to be in the 4 and 5 spots, or 4 and 6, I believe, in our lineup. You're expecting more out of them. But now would be a great time for it. Other than that, Profar has been amazing. Merrill's been solid. Luis Arraez at the top lineup's been great. Cronenworth has been fantastic. I mean, you're getting production from other guys that aren't your stars. So that's a really important key. And yeah, super exciting series, man. Of course, the Padres Dodgers are always the most fun series. I'd say the most fun series in baseball right now, if not the Braves and the Phillies. But I love these series, man.
Yeah, and we're not gonna do it this week. We'll be going, also we'll be going live Sunday after the series is over, but we're eventually gonna do a couple videos on two different guys, one probably being Jerks and Profar, the other probably being Xander Bogaerts. As you could expect, very different videos. Maybe we'll do something on Dylan Cease in the future here too, because he's been amazing. I don't know what the numbers are, but I would guess that he's probably like top, he's not one. I mean, Imanaga has been the best pitcher in the NL for sure. It's not even close. Mm-hmm. Padres fans, you guys saw that. And yeah, it was frustrating watching the lineup or whatever, but that dude was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. He's been amazing for the Cubs. Obviously Yamamoto has been really good too. Another pitcher that has really stepped up since his first outing, but Cease has been pretty much as good as anyone outside of Imanaga. Mm-hmm. Like outside of him, like maybe there's a couple guys in AL and stuff, but I'm thinking more NL strictly. But yeah, I mean, going in this one, I feel like it's okay. Yeah, you take two of this one, you're going to be feeling real good. And yeah, it's like, yeah. And we talked about this like maybe like a couple weeks ago. Like actually, I think it was right before the Rise trade, where it was like, dude, this team, they were, or maybe it was before that. It was before they had that 5-game losing skid. And it was like, look, they've played well. And I was texting you and Chase this. I was like, they've played well. But the problem is they were either a game below or they were 500, they're a game above. They
couldn't scrape by, yeah.
And it was like, dude, I don't want to see them just floating around 500, because what happens if they collapse or whatever goes down? But if you look at it from a different perspective, because you can look at it from that way, like, dude, we don't need this. But look at it from the perspective of, this is a super hard part of the schedule, and June is a cakewalk compared to what they've had. Now, they still need to show up, and that's been something that I think
it's been a tough thing for the Padres. Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to do that. So if they're able to do that, they're able to hit a big win streak after June or whatever, you're going to feel like, okay, that's why they were 500, because they were playing those tough teams. They had injuries and they had their best bats like struggling, a couple, or what should be their best bats struggling. Okay, there you go. And then they're sitting, you know, a few games over 500. So that's, I think, the more the way we're looking at it, opposed to like, oh, this team, like, just settle. Like, no, it's, you got to look at it from that perspective of, okay, who are they actually playing? Who are they going up against? What's going on with them? Because right now, you are off the bullpen. There's been some good stretches from the bullpen, but for the most part, you're watching, dude, a Padres game. They have a run or two lead. You're going,
oh God,
how long until Robert Suarez can come out there with his nuts hanging, coming out there for 5 outs? Like, dude, that's what you're waiting for. Like,
nuts are just hitting the floor on his way out of the bullpen, ready to get 5 outs. That's the only guy you're excited to see come out, though, if I'm being honest.
And he's been incredible.
Yeah,
and sure. Also it's also like, just because of how like ridiculous Josh Hader was, it's been very nice to see this dude just be like, yeah, like,
5 outs,
come out here, cool. Now I'm gonna save the day consistently. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Put me in any situation, I'll come out. I'm gonna go out there, I'm gonna throw gas, and we're gonna go home with a dub. That's how, mm-hmm, it feels every single time you see him. So you're, mm-hmm, just waiting, like, dude, come on. And like lately, like Matsui's been sus, where you're like, oh no, like he comes out and there's like the first guy lines out, you're like, oh, this might be bad, this might be rough.
You normally know what kind of outing Matsui's gonna have after his first AB.
Yeah, like three pitches in, you're like, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, you know.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at. But I did have, so Isaac, I had one more question for you, because we're, mm-hmm, gonna see Matt Waldron on Saturday, and I think this is interesting.
Yeah,
so Joe Musgrove's on IL. We don't know what's gonna happen with that, right? He's got some elbow inflammation, whatever,
right?
Let's say he comes back in 10 days from now, right? So you get 2-3 more starts from Waldron, because you're not going to take him out.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the competition between Randy Vasquez and him right now? Because Vasquez looked good. Vasquez, his pitch count gets high. He's not the best, but his stuff looked good. And in my opinion, he's played a lot better. He had a rough time at Coors. Oh, wow. Like, who would have guessed?
It's fucking Coors, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So do you think this, like, IL stint with Joe Musgrove, as long as it doesn't go far, like, knock on wood, as long as it doesn't happen, as we see him back in, like, a couple weeks, I think this is it. I think this is the, all right, we're finding out who's the fifth starter. And I certainly hope at this point, not that I'm wishing, like, Waldron to not play well or anything, but I hope that Randy Vasquez goes and steals it. But I think that's going to happen. I also think that's what's going to go down.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I brought it up, the stat, you know, the Padres are 1-6 in his starts. He's had one or two good starts, one off the top of my head against the Dodgers. Another, I think, maybe against the Rockies, if I'm correct. Other than that, you're losing every game that he's been in. I mean, I've been to two Waldron starts at Petco Park, and let me say, I'm not happy to see him go out to the mound. It's not that I hate the guy. I just hate the role that he's in. It's not the right role for him. He is not the guy to go out there and be your fifth starter. Johnny Brito is not the guy to go out there when you're getting your ass kicked and just fill innings. It's the opposite. Johnny Brito and Randy Vasquez are guys that should be out there to start the game, not get in the game when you're getting your ass kicked and you need an innings eater. That's Matt Waldron. If you just need someone to go out there and give you four innings and either keep you in the game or just get blown out of the water and save the bullpen, that is Matt Waldron. He throws, I mean, most of the time he's throwing strikes, keeps the ball. I'm not going to say he keeps the ball in the yard, but that's the guy, that's the Nabil Chris Matt that we keep talking about, right? The guy that was an ultra valuable role when you're getting your ass kicked. My Blake Snell was going to go three innings max, and that means you needed six innings out of someone, multiple people. Here comes the bulldog, Nabil Chris Matt, and he gives you four, maybe five. And you were super happy because that saved the bullpen for the next day and potentially saves them for the series. So that's his role. And it's nothing against Matt Waldron. I'd love him in that role. And I think it makes a ton of sense for him. But this fifth starter thing, it's not working out. It's really disappointing when the Padres have a chance to sweep a series and you see Matt Waldron come out. It's really disappointing when the first game of the series, it's Matt Waldron on the bump. For example, that Red series, they took the series. But the first game was Matt Waldron on the bump. What if it was someone else? What if it was someone that actually could probably keep you in the game? What if you could have swept that series because you didn't have him on the mound? It's just, maybe I have bias against him because he came up from the minors last year as like a backup to the backup to the backup option. But that's all he is. That's what he is, honestly. And it's no offense to the guy. I think he can fill a great role for us, but it's just the role he's in is not the right role for him. Vasquez's stuff looks, correct me if I'm wrong, it looks disgusting, dude. It looks really good. And if he can get his control right, doesn't even have to be perfect, bro. I don't expect him to light up the strike zone. But if we can get five innings out of him every outing, I would be super happy because that's what you're getting out of Waldron, bro. He's either getting taken out by the fifth because he's getting rocked, or he's not really dotting the zone. And I mean, I don't know. I'm just not impressed by Waldron's starts. And even though I haven't been like crazy impressed by Vasquez's starts, he looks good when he's out there, man. The stuff is there. You just need to get the control. You just need to get the control right. And realistically, man, it shouldn't even be Vasquez versus Waldron. It should be Vasquez versus Brito.
Yeah, and that's what we thought it was going to be too. Also, two things to note on this. One, you're right, dude. Vasquez stuff does look really good. When he's had issues, what are the issues? He falls behind in the count. That's when he struggled the most. Like even in the Cubs series, and he had a good outing. I mean, he's two of his three outings have been good outings. He doesn't go that far because he's pitches a lot. Like he's had like. And I think it's like 90 or 100 pitches in both those two outings. He went five innings, and I believe he allowed a run in each of them. That's still a pretty good outing, man. Like, yeah, you're going to have the bullpen do a little bit more work, but hey, like you're in the game, like you're in a tight game, and you should. Fifth starter. If your fifth starter is going five innings, one run, you're ecstatic about that. Exactly. So, and also another thing is, dude, don't you want him to be in this role? He's a younger pitcher. You want him to improve. Like that makes a lot more sense. Then on the Matt Waldron side, isn't kind of the whole point of having a knuckleball in today's game that you can just have a rubber arm because you can go out there and just throw the knuckleball a ton, right? Isn't that kind of the whole point of it?
Like, pretty much what it is.
Yeah, like, and his, like, his stuff, like, he's the worst player in terms of chase rate in the MLB.
Yep. He's the one worst. He's in the first percentile.
He's the worst player. Like, that's, you don't want a guy starting like that. However, you're getting rocked. Yeah. You're getting rocked.
Shit's ass.
Yeah, there you go. You throw him in and it's the third inning. You say, dude, you're going to go out there. You're going to pitch the end of this game unless we get back in it. And if you pitch good, then you might, let's say he's on and they can't hit his knuckleball, whatever team it is, right? Because now they're not really scouting against him as much. Okay, he's on and he ends up just balling out and goes five innings and you come back in a game, like, that's going to be huge. And that was the whole thing with Nabil. Then they tried to put Nabil in these like one inning roles and he wasn't good at that because that's not what he was good at. So yeah, man, that's where I'm at overall. Went a little bit longer today, but Isaac, you got anything else?
I thought I was out of this. my Wi-Fi crashed.
You were frozen for a second.
Yeah, no, I got nothing else. Excited for the series. Take one. I'm happy. My series MVP. Are you ready for it? You're not. Xander Bogaerts. Let's ride.
Well, if he doesn't do it, we're going to have to do an episode on him next week.
Yeah, facts.
One or the other. I hope so, man. I hope so. But yeah. But yeah, let us know what you're thinking. What's your projections for this series? Padres fans, Dodgers fans, whoever you guys are. But yeah, looking forward to it. It'll be a fun weekend. And yeah, we'll be back Sunday night. Not sure exactly what time that stream will be. I'll probably schedule it Saturday evening or Sunday morning or something, but maybe Sunday afternoon. But it'll probably be a couple hours after the game ends. But yeah, thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace.